Das ist Musik, ne?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Das war das Ende des Tracks und wir haben einen Gast aus Tschechien. Vladislav ist hier von Bastl. Hello and welcome. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hello.
Hello, hello. You have had a release. Ich weiß gar nicht, sprichst du auch Deutsch?
Ein bisschen.
Ein bisschen, aber wir machen das auf Englisch.
Ja, bitte.
Okay, du bist schon eingepluggt hier. Das Internet hat gesagt, the Internet said, this is the biggest release ever, the most amazing machine that Bastl ever found out. Why and what is it?
Well, it took a long time. Over 3 years. I think we've really put a lot into it. The biggest team working on it for 3 years. And it's called Bastl Kalimba. And it takes the interface and the fun from acoustic kalimbas, like the playing style, and puts a synthesizer engine controlled by this on top of that. And it somehow seems to make sense. It's a physical modeling synth. You can plug the tines and they also like make sound. And that is used as an exciter for the physical modeling as well. There is microphones that pick it up. So it really responds in a way acoustic instruments would also. Yeah.
Du hast Fragen.
Wessen verrückte Idee war das?
Who had this crazy idea?
Oh, it was me.
Because you love kalimbas or you wanted to find an interface for physical modeling?
It was kind of both. Like, yes, I love kalimbas and I modded some kalimbas, made some pickups. I always liked that when you play a kalimba, you don't really think about which notes you're playing, but you're thinking more about like the shape of how you like navigate through the notes and you listen. And it's this like listening and like feeling that the shape that you're playing with your hands is right, you know, that like there is like this like very bodily quality into enjoying the playing experience. So it's not very like rational. It's like very like from within the body, with the feedback into the ears. And I really liked that. And I wished you could do this with like electronic music a bit more. And that's where this comes, yeah.
Do you feel like this is a sort of a fashion this year? More kind of childlike approach, like very intuitive.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that there are lots of modules or standalone items that have this more intuitive or also flashy colors and nice knobs and something. So for instance, we talked to someone from Lofsins from Iceland.
Yeah.
You know, just it looks very simple, but then if you go under the hood, it kind of develops into something more complex. But it is easy to play to start with.
Yeah, I think that's maybe part of it, but also I feel like now that let's say musicianship is being like challenged like big time with like prompting and so on, I think these like instruments that kind of come from within the body and can come from within the moment, you know, so like you have these microphones and it's imperfect and like you play in an imperfect way and it's like unrepeatable in some way and like nobody else would play it the same way. And I think that is what excites me about instruments like this. And that I've seen like several things like that. And it, like to me, it feels like answering to that question, like what does music making mean like in the year 2026? Mm-hmm. And this is like very unseparable for me. Mm-hmm.
So it's also a way of making it more human, like as a human form of expression without the massive knowledge of formal training.
Maybe also that, but like, I do have a formal training. I grew up with a piano. And for me, like, being at a piano keyboard is always, yeah, I have this, like, layer in my brain that I always use to translate. And there is, like, this rationale. And you think, like, oh, maybe I go there. Because you need to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't, like, sound good. I think it's really nice when you don't need to do that. And I made like this track for a video we made, and I have no idea which notes I played. It just like felt right, you know? Because like you just listen, like you navigate the different paths, how you can play the tones. I call it riffs, like you would play a riff on a guitar. And the riff not only sounds good, but it also like feels good to play. Like there is like this like bodily like rhythm that is like very, very human.
So you have it here. We have it here. It's plugged in. I have seen it. I have touched it.
Yeah.
But will you give us a demonstration of how it sounds?
Let's try. Are we getting sound?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just show the physical modeling part. So what I'm doing here is that I'm hitting the body of the instrument. And there are also these scratch points on the side of the instrument. So you can also like scratch it. It's a bit like guiro, like this like percussion instrument. And the microphones pick it up and it like works in the stereo field. It's just like, yeah. And also like if you like pluck it, like the microphones really like excite the engine. And that's really exciting. So you can like pluck the tines, touch them again to stop the sound. The reverb is coming from the machine, by the way. And then there is also different ways to play it. So you can like fade in. Or you can do arpeggios. It's too fast. It's also like designed a bit differently because the size of it like it's meant to be held. It wants to be held. Like the shape really asks for it. And we did a lot of testing with different people, different sized hands, and it cannot be much bigger than it is because like some people don't have such long thumbs. They wouldn't be able to maybe reach the middle, the longest tines. So there is like real physical limit how much you can make this instrument. I think we're kind of at the limit, but it's still like, I think it's a good compromise where it's like still feels playable even if you have bigger hands. And then you have like limited amount of knobs and limited amount of space like to put things. So there's basically like a very narrow corridor if you want to make this instrument like right or like work well. And so one of the things is that there is six knobs and they are all, they have a center position. So there is a little notch in the middle. So now I did put it in the middle position. So that's like the default kalimba sound. And each of the knobs is a crossroads and it can take you like two different directions, right? The excite knob can do a bit more transient-y thing. And then you can just see where the crossroads lead you and where they meet and intersect. And yeah, I tried to like design the engine in a way that it would always like sound. You could also just like skip the thinking about it, if you know what I mean. Like with synths, like you often need to think about things like ADSR and like always like use this like technological framework to express yourself. But here, like most of the synth sounds are either like plugs or pads, and here you just pluck it by plucking it, and if you want to do a pad you just hold a pad and you do a pad. And you don't need to think about like any of this. And you can also do like very complex envelopes by like combining the path and plucking and muting. So there is like a lot of this very intuitive interaction like would be on an acoustic instrument. And I'm really into that.
So this is also something that you develop for your own performing part, because you're not only working with Basel for a long time, you're even one of the co-founders, right?
I am, yes.
Yes, and you're, but you're still also a performing artist. I remember seeing you together with in a metal trio and your Toyota Vangelis.
Toyota Vangelis, my artist name.
Yes.
And actually, that is like a big part of like what I do when I perform live is this thing I call, or is called, destructive looping, when you like make a loop and you destroy the loop like with effects. So it's not like just like you're building layer and layer and then maybe taking some layers away, but like you have like one layer, you build it up and then you transform it into something else. And that something else is like a piece of history, but it has like all the signature that has happened in the time, like this moment in time when we're talking together, like all our lives kind of came to this moment, right? So there is this like whole history. So yeah, I can do a little jam and see like where it takes us. Mm-hmm. With the looper. Yeah, all right. So something like that.
Yeah, wonderful. Unfortunately, we're already a bit behind in our program.
All right.
Thank you very much for coming along and presenting your Basel Kalimba.
Thank you.
And you're around the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And are you also playing live somewhere soon in Berlin? No.
No.
No. But where can people see you?
Well,
is there anything lined up?
I actually cancelled most of my gigs this year because I just like wanna like, you know, just play for myself. Zero productivity, zero gigs.
Yeah.
I just want to focus.
So there will be an album played with a kalimba soon.
Yeah. I feel like the instruments kind of lined up, so it might happen. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So all the best for you.
Thank you very much.
And I think there will be a great response of the instrument.
Thank you.
Yeah, not promised too much for a big release.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Vladislav. Thanks.